Thank you, Anu. Thank you for having us here. Thank you all with bearing with us here. Today is my role to have the last slot before the lunch break. So I hope you bear with me till the end. We are in the technology session today, but I'm going to give a little bit of an unusual talk today because I'm almost not talking at all about technology, but I'm going to present a model of collaboration around specific technology that addresses some of the needs that we have identified with working with many of you here. And that is also an invitation to many of you with whom we have not been working yet. So rather than talking about who we are and what we do and about technology, I would like you to meet a couple of people. Let's start with a hypothetical Andy. And I think that many of the people here can sympathize with Andy, who is working for a large publishing organization, and his responsibility is get high quality content out to his readers. In an environment with ever increasing and changing demands. So users are getting more and more demanding on the ways that they want to access their content. And the users are telling them, well, have you looked at the competition? They are doing this and that. And what Andy's saying is that he's missing a little bit of support and he can't do all of this alone to address all these different topics and to publish the content in the way that his users are urging him to do it. At the other end of the republic, totally unfazed by Andy's problems, is Julie. And Julie is an academic expert on one of the fields that Andy is trying to get his content out. You can insert your favorite scientific subject here. And she, as a byproduct of her work, she has a pretty good grasp on the structure of her scientific field. Be it what you want, an engineering subject, a legal subject, or whatever. And her problem is that this is maybe known to a couple of people in the field with whom she has been working with, but not to experts outside, and Julie's mission is simply not to go around to market her expertise. She's not selling what she's doing, she's writing papers and advancing her scientific career, so there's no connect between the two. And then thirdly, we may have Thierry, who is working in the software industry in text analytics. And the clients are telling him, well, look, your software in principle is great, but do you have anything for our domain? Do you have anything that would allow me to cover my domain? And Thierry's problem is that, there are so many of these domains. So how can he address the domains that we learned from Andy and Julie in the depth and in the accuracy that they are expecting it to be covered with the, again, limited resources that he has. So apparently all the three have a problem. So Andy would say that, of course this solution is something for me, but apparently the industry currently just doesn't cover my domain. Julie says, well, of course I wouldn't mind my work being recognized also in the industry, but it's not my role to go out there and seek any cooperation here. And Thierry said, well, it was hard enough to cover domains A and B and C, and doing it for five more is maybe out of question, so we need to cooperate here. As you may have guessed, so our role personally is closer to that one of Thierry, and we see ourselves in exactly this situation in working with many of you here. So this is a little bit of a list of the publishing accounts on which our technology is used. And as you can imagine, they are asking us very, very different questions. So there may be one asking us, well, we have seen that you do a lot in biology, but what about Jewish studies? And the next day someone comes along and says, what about organic LEDs? And do you have something to say here? And our observation is that this is a vast market, and this market is so vast that we have a hard time covering it alone, and we would like to collaborate. We would like to invite people to take a share of that market and collaborate in the triangle that I've just tried to sketch with us here. So we all know that model. As the previous speaker alluded to, also this model has not been invented by us. We all know it when we look into our pockets and see a smartphone that is considered a platform, that gets a lot of attractivity by a universe of applications around that didn't come from the platform implementer. So Apple didn't build all these devices and all these apps, but Apple constitutes a market for independent developers of devices and applications that find a market by doing precisely that. And we as consumers, we appreciate that, because the moment we arrive at a new topic, chances are that the topic is already covered by an existing app. And this is precisely what the initiative that I'm presenting here is suggesting, in that the different stakeholders in that relation have a place to meet and to exchange on precisely that. People seeking semantic annotation, semantic enrichment on a specific topic, people using that, people offering that, and of course, Themis is a part of that circle in offering expertise about how to do that. And let's take a look at the shape that this is taking. What we are presenting here is the setting up of a marketplace where these demands meet and exchange and collaborate for their own interest. So the interest of each one of these stakeholders is met by the setting up of this marketplace. Let's go through the different elements of this piece. So if you are using a software from a vendor, there's often a bilateral exchange about topics with that vendor when you have an issue, when you have a question. And many people appreciate if there's not only a bilateral, but a multilateral exchange with the whole community. So you would like to meet people with probably the same issues and maybe even solutions to that issue. You would like to discuss these things. You would like to get access to learning material. You would like maybe to leave a message about a suggested improvement, one thing is something that you are expecting, something that maybe even you have done. You would like to download new releases, and most importantly, a marketplace to see what's there. Let's take a look at that, or let's take a look first of all at the community aspect in terms of meeting people. We have started to invite people on the platform as we speak, and here we have the example of a user who is using that semantic technology in the industry, and who is looking forward to exchanging with people with the same kind of needs, with the same kind of demands, and presenting his expertise, benefiting from the expertise of other people. In this case here, someone working on the semantic annotation of content in the pharma industry. If now we take a look at the marketplace, we find in a little bit of the same way as we explore an app store for a smartphone, we find different semantic applications that address these specific needs that I was trying to allude to. So for instance, identifying the affiliation that comes with a publication, or anonymization, demand in legal publishing, where people first of all need to take out some of the names that you find in a legal document for privacy reasons, and many other of these applications. We cannot go through all of them. Let's take a look at one of these applications. Let's take a look at this one on Arbeitsrecht, on labor law. So what happened here? We have on the one hand side an expert on Arbeitsrecht, which happens to be Wolters Kluwer, and they have in the course of their work published a vocabulary, a taxonomy about labor law under a license that invites people to share that and to make use of that. It's published in a nicely formatted RDF, semantic web style, and it has been reused here in order to provide semantic annotation on related content. So here we have a text that explains the concept of the Mutterschutz in Germany, so maternity leave, which is an aspect of Arbeitsrecht. And these two exist now and are ready to be reused as an application on an app store by people who want to benefit from that and who need semantic annotation in Arbeitsrecht. So what could be the motivation? Our motivation is clear. What could be the motivation for Wolters Kluwer to do that? Apparently, they published a quality resource and made it available under license that invites reuse. If you take a close look, then Wolters Kluwer chose to use mechanisms that are implemented in or that are available in RDF in giving their concepts a URI that points back into their domain. So here we have the Gleichbehandlungsgrundsatz, and if you're interested in what the Gleichbehandlungsgrundsatz is, you are invited to check back at Wolters Kluwer and find more about that. So that's the motivation for people, in this case here, to share something with a pretty open license, with CC BY, and make it available to the general public because they are linking back referrals to their own domain. There's more aspects here. So here we have a software partner with whom we are working in the chemical field, so SureChem, offering an annotation component, annotation app, in the same logic here for people to explore and download, doing something that Themis alone wouldn't be able to do, namely annotating documents in the chemistry field. We have here the forum part, inviting people to share their experiences, to ask questions and seek input either from Themis or from experts from third parties. While this is something that these days we are launching today, it would be important, it would be incomplete not to say that this is a model that we have been pursuing for quite some time. And in order to give you a real-world example about the same triangle in place already, let's take a look at the situation of our client BASF, who needed to automatically work on scientific literature on a specific domain, namely proteins. But they don't have an inclination to do that themselves. So they like the technology, but they need needed to do something that needs to come from a third party. The Fraunhofer Institute Sky in St. Augustine, on the other hand, happens to be an expert in this specific task, but their role is, again, a little bit like Julie, not to go out and seek industry corporations, but to work on the improvement of their component. And third bit in the triangle is Themis cooperating with BASF precisely on that topic. And at the end, you have a win-win-win situation in that a piece of expertise that is coming from one partner and that is needed by the other partner is brought together by that, by the time not existing, now existing marketplace and employed in production. This is just one example on the community today. You have a number of these examples besides Fraunhofer, also what I mentioned with SureChem, or with specific providers of vocabularies and taxonomies on specific issues. For instance, with the WTI, successor of the FITS, who are now in Frankfurt. We are happily drawing upon expertise that is encoded in DBpedia or from the ZBW on economics. And I think you start to get the idea that this amount of collaboration allows to address a farly broader range of topics than any partner alone would be able to cover. So this is the only slide about technology, and as you see, there's not a lot of technology here which I'm talking about. Normally, I would be talking now about transducers and maybe machine learning and so on and so forth. But let's stick to this abstract page that just explains that there's an abstract platform that on the left takes unstructured documents and that delivers them in a structured form on the right. And the precise question of what kind of annotation of semantic enrichment is taking place is governed by the availability of these components, on which in the past we alone at Themis, together with a couple of partners, have rushed to cover as many topics as we could. And we see, as I mentioned, that this market is farly broader than we want to cover alone, we can't cover alone, and there's market share for you to take and to find clients. So what is part of that platform is a marketplace and a structure that determines how this takes place. So platform partners have free access to the tools. They have a license in order to engage in this component delivery. And there is a model for the various ways of how components can be shared. In the Wolters Kluwer's example, it was a vocabulary that comes with CC, but obviously there will be partners, and Fraunhofer is one example, that appreciate a commercial license. So they would like to generate revenues with that. And obviously the marketplace accounts for that, in that the partner retains a fair share of that of the associated sales. And most importantly, whenever someone is talking about shares, the question is, okay, sharing is fine, but where does the IP lie? So we can reassure you that the IP remains with the partner. That's not only a legal question, it's even a technical question, pretty much as if you, when you download an application on the App Store, you cannot look inside. The IP of how they did it resides with the developer of the app, and it's the same here. A compiled annotation component, we call these things skill cartridge, cannot be reverse engineered, so the intellectual property remains with the partner. So in that model, there are synergies for the users of the platform who will see an explosion and a growth of the domains that are covered with an existing technology, the partners, service and platform partners, and the scholars who now have a market which implicitly may have existed before, but there was just no model, no technical, no formal, no legal model in order to explore that. Thinking back to Julie, who says, this is just not my role to discover, explore, and exploit that market. Now there's a marketplace which allows her to do that. So the take-home message from what I presented is that there's a lot of room to collaborate on this topic of semantic annotation of scientific documents and of documents in general. For those of you who are interested, there's a report that we have asked David Warlock to write, and we have brought a number of copies here and placed them on the desk outside. In case they are all gone, don't hesitate to visit our website and get it for free from the website. And then bear with us as we speak. We are in the process of launching that workflow, that marketplace. If you are interested either as a user or as a contributor to get engaged, to get involved, then drop us a line at this address and share your ideas, share your demands, share your use cases. And then I'm finished. This talk here is one of a series of talks where we are presenting that approach, that new approach, to audiences in many different places. Yesterday we had an event of the same type in New York, and in 2 weeks from now there will be two more events in other places in Europe, and we are looking forward to having you on the platform and collaborating with you. Thank you for your attention.
Well, we have listening now to the avant-garde in publishing and in collaboration. And before we go, Annie and Julie go to lunch, we allow for one or two questions. We are getting very hungry, apparently. I just got an SMS from the kitchen. They want to collaborate with us. They said, we have been cooking now for half an hour and we want you to eat. Thank you very much, Stefan. Yeah.